life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
22 past 7, the White House says President Barack Obama does not believe the FBI is trying to influence the outcome of the US elections, as its investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails continues to dominate the contest. In July, the FBI cleared Mrs. Clinton of criminal wrongdoing over her use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. But on Friday, FBI Director James Comey said it was looking at new emails it had become aware of without saying what those emails contain. Angry Democrats have accused Mr. Comey of throwing a wild card into the election race to favour Donald Trump. But White House spokesperson Josh Earnest said today Mr. Obama doesn't agree.
The president's assessment of his integrity and his character has not changed. For example, the president doesn't believe that Director Comey is intentionally trying to influence the outcome of an election. The president doesn't believe that he's secretly strategizing to benefit one candidate or one political party. He's in a tough spot.
Usually the FBI makes no comment on its investigations. Josh Earnest told reporters he has no independent knowledge of how Mr. Comey had arrived at his decision to go public with this latest news about the emails. And let's go to Washington and to our correspondent Simon Marks. Morning.
Morning, Susie.
So he's standing by his man, President Obama. Did he kind of have to say that, though?
Well, I think he did kind of have to say it, but he is standing by his man at a time when his man is coming under attack from his fellow Democrats, notable among them Harry Reid, the Democrats' leader in the US Senate, who has written a letter in which he accuses the FBI director of breaking the law. There is a law on the books here called the Hatch Act, which prohibits government workers or civil servants, of which James Comey is, of course, one, from putting their thumb on the scale and trying to influence the outcome of an election. And so Harry Reid's letter essentially was saying, I think the FBI director has been trying to move votes away from Hillary Clinton and towards Donald Trump. Now, the White House could have said absolutely nothing, although it is notable that James Comey, a Republican, was appointed to be FBI director by Barack Obama himself, obviously a Democrat. Notable, too, that James Comey, in a way, whatever he did, was going to be a lightning rod for criticism. First of all, he spent the last several months being assailed by Republicans for his decision not to press criminal charges against Hillary Clinton and her top aides for their handling of classified information, coming to the conclusion simply that Mrs. Clinton had been reckless with that information but hadn't been guilty of any crimes. Now he's being assailed by Democrats and welcomed by the Republicans for having reinvigorated the investigation into Mrs. Clinton's email, a reinvigoration that, of course, was sparked by the sudden discovery of those 650,000 emails, thousands of which, we are told, came from Hillary Clinton's private email server. And it is worth reminding everybody that this all begins with Hillary Clinton's fateful decision to use that private email server when she was Secretary of State. It doesn't begin with James Comey's decision last Friday.
She now needs to wrest that agenda back from what is going on with James Comey and the headlines there. Also, Simon, how much difference is this going to make? Because early voting well underway, millions have already cast their ballot.
Yes, absolutely. 15 million had already cast their ballots by the time James Comey made his announcement on Friday. And if the business being done at my local community centre here in Washington, D.C. was any guide over the weekend, millions more will have cast their ballots by now. Look, we're all waiting to see fresh batches of polling data because the most recent polls were all conducted before Director Comey's intervention last Friday. Then the polls were already tightening, Hillary Clinton losing some of the advantage that she enjoyed nationally and some of the advantage that she enjoyed in some of the country's key battleground states where this election will eventually be won or lost. But whether this does enough to move votes away from Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump is a very open question. Republicans, though, are still salivating about this because even if Donald Trump loses the presidency, Hillary Clinton will be potentially making history twice. Once by becoming the first woman to be elected president, but secondly, by becoming the first person elected president while under an FBI investigation. And if the Republicans can maintain control of both houses of Congress, and that's another huge question, but if they can, they will be able to pepper her with investigations and threats of impeachment even before her inaugural address is has stopped echoing around Capitol Hill in January.
Simon Marks, our correspondent in Washington, thank you very much. 8 days to go until that ballot.
When you send a business gift, you're doing more than saying thanks. You're delivering a message, one of appreciation, recognition, and connection. With 4imprint, that message lands with certainty. From premium drinkware and apparel to tech, totes, and more, you'll find high-quality products that reflect your brand with care. Supported by 4imprint's expert service and their 360-degree guarantee, you can be 4imprint certain your gift arrives right, on time, and on brand. Explore gifting with certainty at 4imprint.com.
4imprint, for certain.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.